This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Clockwood Sound has long been the site of actions to defend the land and seas of Vancouver Island against destructive industrial practices. On Wednesday this week, members of the Ahauset First Nation set out in boats to blockade the attempts of the Norwegian-based company Cermaq to install a new open-net salmon farm at Yaxwith, north of Tofino in B.C. The new fish farm would be the 17th that Cermaq has created in Clockwood Sound, part of a larger pattern of fish farm expansion. Bonnie Glambeck is with Clockwood Action. She joins me by phone from Tofino. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello, good morning.
Now, you were actually at the blockade site yesterday. Can you describe what's happening on the water there?
Yes. Well, the blockade site is about 10 kilometers north of Tofino, just a few kilometers north of the village of Ahauset. And what has happened is Cermaq had assembled their fish farm pens, but they had not added the nets to the pens, and they brought them in and attempted to anchor them and were stopped by the Ahauset First Nations people. And so now the pens are just sitting over the site, and the group is there with a large fish trawler and some smaller boats, and they are camping there around the clock to prevent Cermaq from coming back in to complete the installation of the facility.
What are Cermaq, the Norwegian fish farm company's, plans for Yaxwith?
Cermaq is actually still based in Norway, but they are now owned by the Japanese company Mitsubishi. So this is a very major food, industry. And their plans for this site are to put in a salmon feedlot. And so these are, it would cover, I think, 54 hectares of water space, and there would be 12 pens. These are open net pen facilities where the nets hang in the open water with no barrier between the fish in the pen and the wild environment and the wild fish.
So what are the concerns of the Ahauset First Nation specifically with that?
Well, there's a number of issues. One is that this particular site has long been opposed as a site to have a fish farm, and it was recently approved by the leadership within Ahauset. And this has really upset the people who are out on the protest site. This site is right across from the Atlio River, which is an important salmon food river for the Ahauset people. And as well, there are many shellfish beds nearby. And so there's concern that the fish farm will contaminate the shellfish beds and pass viruses and parasites to the wild fish and cause their further decline.
So when you say an open net farm, then that means that there is no barrier between that fish farm and the rest of the environment there. It's almost like they're just in the Clockwood Sound.
That's correct. They are in a net. They're in a net that hangs in the open water. And so like with any industrial feedlot on land, you have a tremendous amount of waste and sewage that's produced by these fish. And the fish tend to have disease problems because they are so heavily crowded within the pens. And this disease, because the ocean water flows right through the pens, this disease is passed on to the wild herring and the wild salmon. And many fish have to pass by this site. And so this disease can be passed on to the wild fish and with deadly implications.
Now, the blockade is being led by the Ahauset First Nations. What is their relationship with the lands and the seas in that territory?
Well, this is their traditional territory. The salmon is one of the keystones of the ecosystem here, and it's also very, very important to the Ahauset culture. They're a coastal culture. It's an important food fishery. And the salmon, you know, it supports the whole ecology here and the culture. And so, the concern is not over just this one river and this one site, but that all of Clackwood Sound is being affected by these farms, all of the salmon. And the salmon are the backbone of the coast. And so if we lose them, we will lose this ecosystem, which the culture and the economy here depends on.
Now, the company says it has agreement from the leadership of the Ahauset First Nation. What have you heard from Ahauset community members, the ones who are protecting the area from the fish farm?
Well, yes, it's true that the Ahauset leadership did sign a protocol agreement with the Fish Farm Corporation. However, the people who are occupying the site have let us know that they were not consulted, that the people, the general membership of the village was not consulted on where these farms would go or indeed whether there would be expansion at all. And so this is another really important point that they didn't have any input on this.
Do you know what the next steps are within the community to try to resolve that conflict?
Yes, what's happening is Saramac and the Ahauset elected and hereditary leadership have asked the protectors to meet them on Monday to try to come to some sort of resolution over this issue. And they've asked the protesters to stand down from their occupation of the site in order to carry on this dialogue. But the protectors are adamant that they will stay on the site and not allow any more activity there. And some members will go in to attend the meeting, though.
You were obviously speaking with them when you were at the protest site, and you're calling them protectors and protesters both. What are they saying about how far they're prepared to go to protect the area?
Well, things are peaceful there. They are saying that they are willing to be arrested. Tom Paul, who's one of the people who is at the occupation site, he says that we will stop any future activity at this location, and we will stay out there until it is moved. We will be arrested if need be. So people are very committed to what they're doing and very, very concerned. And as I say, it's not just this one site. There are 17 sites within their territory, and there are a number of large, pristine watersheds with salmon runs that are in drastic decline. And we believe this is because of the salmon farm industry here. And so they want this problem addressed, and they want these farms out of the water.
How does this particular farm fit into the general plans that the BC government has for fish farms on the coast?
Well, how it works is that the BC government holds the rights over the seabed license. So when a company wants to put a new farm in, they apply to the BC government to get a tenure for the seabed. And then it's the provincial or the federal government who approves the fish farm license itself under the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. So they go through a process of application. So it's both levels of government that are involved. But with the Department of Fisheries and Oceans really holding the large portion of the responsibility. And, you know, one thing I would like to say about that is that what we're witnessing, not only in Clackwood Sound, but across the BC coast, is a collapse of our wild salmon stocks. And this is no less than what happened on the east coast of Canada with the collapse of the cod. And with what's happening here, through many government commissions and many scientific reports, they show that fish farms are having a serious and long-term impact on the wild salmon populations. And I feel that our federal government is being extremely negligent to allow this to go down without intervening on behalf of the ecosystem and the economy of this province.
And where do First Nations fit into that picture? I mean, you talked about the two levels of government, but obviously the First Nations are a level of government also. So where do they fit in?
Well, that's right. And they basically, the corporations that operate in their territory have a duty to consult with any activity that goes on. And they have consulted with the elected and hereditary government of the Ahauset First Nations on this farm application. You know, however, I think any citizen of any nation has a right to voice their opposition to what their government does. You know, governments often do not act in the best interest of their people, and we've seen that, you know, at many levels of government. And so that's when it's, you know, up to the people when they've exhausted all other options to take to something like direct action in order to get attention brought to the issue and some resolution.
If people want to support the blockaders, the protectors, what could they do?
There is a petition that they can sign that shows solidarity and support for the First Nations who are out on the front line. Our organization is offering support within Tofino. We're acting as a media hub because this is a very remote area. And if people wanted to direct donations to the blockade, they can do that through our website and just earmark it for the fish farm protest. And we will ensure that those funds, you know, are used for fuel and other supplies for the front lines protectors.
Anna, is it your organization that's holding the event Take a Stand for Wild Salmon? I understand that's coming up on September 23rd.
Yes, that's right. We are holding that event, and that will feature Dr. Alexander Morton and John Rampinen, who's in a Housit speaker, will also be in attendance and doing a presentation that evening. And 1 week from the night that we hold that event, the BC Farmers Association will be holding an event at the same venue. And, you know, we wanted to hold this event to show the tremendous support that wild salmon have in our region. And we're hoping to get a good crowd out for that event. And people can attend that event even from out of town. It's a very large venue. And we're encouraging people to come and support. And it's a way that people can come and support the action that's happening, you know, they can come to Tofino and support it through coming to this event.
Great. Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Bonnie.
Thank you. And if people want to follow what's happening, they can check out our website at clackwoodaction.org and keep up to date with what's happening with the protest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Bonnie Glambeck. She's with Clackwood Action. On September 23rd, they're going to be holding the event that she was talking about at the Tin Whist Conference Center. The event is called Take a Stand for Wild Salmon. Dr. Alexander Morton is going to be there, and John Rampinen from the Housit First Nation. And if you want to find out more information about her group, Clackwood Action, you can find them on the internet at clackwoodaction.org. You're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.